Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show, Geeks of Wired Podcast, number 358, right? You did update that, right? Yeah, number 358. On this podcast, we talk about video games, TV shows, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. You can contact us at geeksofwired@gmail.com or call us or text at 801-896-4335. Or you can also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/geeksofwired, where if you support us, you can, at the very least, get access to our Discords and listen or watch us say or actually type silly shenanigans.
You also get special flair on our Reddit page.
You can get, forgot about that. If you're a Reddit person, you can get special flair.
Access to the podcast early.
And access to the podcast early. And, yeah, so that's that stuff. This week, this is Anthony, and I'm joined by a Bill.
A Bill?
That's a Bill.
Just a Bill.
Just a Bill, not the Bill. There's no Bill. Bill, we had to substitute Bill this week.
There's no Bill greater than this Bill.
Then we also have Anna.
Yep, that's me.
And Sarah.
Hello.
And that's everyone, I believe, unless we have a latecomer, but probably not.
Casper.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Casper.
Aww. He's quite the friendly ghost.
He is quite friendly. He's very shy, though, so you will probably won't hear him.
Meh.
Or her. Who's to say it's a guy ghost?
I thought Casper was a boy.
He is. It's Devin Sawa.
What if it's not that bad. Casper? What if it's a different Casper?
Fine.
It's probably that Casper. We don't know because they never talk.
No.
Because they're shy. All right. Did I forget anything?
Brings talk. Yeah, it's probably just the spreading of the noise. I don't even know if that made it on.
Probably not.
You're tap the door.
Before we get distracted more.
Yeah.
All right, what's on the chopping block today?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
It's officially.
Are we just going to start that now? Just roll into this?
Right into it. It officially got released, and we got to play it. Many of us played it for quite some time.
I already quit.
Some of us played less. Some people have quit.
No, I play it every once in a while. The one that really gets me, though, is... So, can I just go into my rant now?
You must explain, though.
Explain the rant?
Well, explain why.
I was going to.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, I'm going to get on my soapbox here. And... The game itself is great. It's cool looking. The parts that annoy me are, there's really only one. So with Pokemon Go, the Pokemon would spawn as you were walking. You'd click on it, throw a ball at it. You could maybe even twirl your finger around to make a curve ball, switch between the normal ball, the great ball, and the ultra ball, and even throw some candy at it. You didn't have to be like, oh, hey, I got to move along this particular line.
Berries. They were berries, not candies.
You're right, the berries. You can feed them candies to evolve them. Sorry, my bad. The part that I don't like about Harry Potter, though, is it's got similar stuff. So they have a little, monster parts or whatever to make your potions that you can click on. Those are fine. They just go immediately into your inventory. It's fine.
Ingredients,
whatever. And your ingredient vault?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you have a vault that has many different parts.
Yes. That part's fine. Although I think it's a little too low for... Like, the storage size is far too low. But I'll get into that later. The part that I really hate, though, is when you click on the confoundables or whatever to try to save the person or the item because they've been lost and you're trying to find them, you have to use your finger to curve along a special spell path.
Why do you hate that?
I don't on its own.
Okay.
The part that I hate, though, is that if you don't do it fast enough, the spell fails. If you're outside of the line too much, the spell fails. The reason why that's a problem is because you're supposed to be playing this while walking. And you're going to be, if you're paying attention on your phone, trying to draw the line at perfectly exactly, or as close to it as possible, you're not going to be paying attention to the outside world.
Can you not stop walking?
You can, but the point of it is you're supposed to be, walking around and playing. Like, that's how people play Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
maybe you will get better at that over time, because I think I remember when Pokemon Go first came out, I had to stop to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But you can throw the ball anywhere you want. Like, you can go on the left side of your screen, you can go on the right side of your screen, you can go in the middle if you want. But with the spells, you have to be in a certain spot.
It tells you how to start and the direction to go.
The one that makes me the most mad, though, is there's an E spell that you have to do. For whatever reason, I cannot draw the E. It fails every time.
It's like a lowercase E.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lowercase E, like a lowercase English E.
And I was telling you about the circle. There's also one that I literally saw after I left you, after I told you about it. There's also a circle, which I think you'd dislike, too.
Oh, I'd hate it.
You start at the bottom, and you... Or no, you start at the top, you swipe around in the circle, and as soon as you get back to the top, you swipe down.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the E, but more closed and more through instead of...
So I hate that part. Maybe I'll get better at it over time, I don't know, but other parts I hate. We're just going to keep on going.
Okay, real quick.
Train.
Well, with your speed,
we'll break
think
we'll
about
the hate train.
Think about the, you know, your wand. You're flicking it around. There's
swish
speed. Is there speed to this
I get
movement?
That.
And also knowing that it's, if you stay in the line and there's you catch it before the spell disappears,
yes,
makes it better, greater, more and masterful.
I get that.
You just need to practice.
Can I stop pumping the brakes on the hate train now?
Fine, go ahead.
Okay. Moving on, potion crafting. The potion, I like crafting the potions. I think that's a cool part. What I don't like, though, is that you're limited to two cauldrons. And you're not even able to get the second cauldron until you're level 9, so not even for a long time.
Wait, you're ready for the second cauldron? Yeah, let me tell you about it. You're going to love this.
I don't believe you.
I think I know what he's going
to say. It shaves 10% off the speed of the spell.
Yeah.
And it costs money to rent.
What?
Yeah, I'm done.
He is correct. I just reached level 9, and as soon as that opens up, it gives the rent button. For that second cauldron. So you can make a couple different potions at the same time, and it'll be quicker on the second one after putting in the first, but I have not used it, so I don't know exactly the
I don't think it's
function.
Worth it. Unlike the, you know, like when you're hatching your eggs in Pokemon, where these, you know, start shaving like 33 or half off or something like that, 10% is okay, considering if you do the swiping in the cauldron, you shave 15% off the time. So I'm like, why would I pay to only shave? Like, if it was like...
That part was cool.
25, yeah, but the swiping to save 15, but if the second cauldron, if it was like 25 or 50, I could see...
It'd have to be 50. To require buying it, I think it has to be more than 10%.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I agree. And there's some quirkiness to it. Playing some of the other location-based games, we can get into those where I see why they chose some of these ideas. But continue.
So, back on the potion rant. The potions are, like, that part's fun. Finding the runes is fun. I think there is a bug where because it's supposed to save the runes that you find. I think you have to actually close the game and open it back up for them to show up.
Wait, you're talking about?
Like the speed runes?
Oh, when you, like...
When you swipe up or on the pot.
No, it still doesn't.
No, mine's been saving them.
No, mine hasn't.
Well, that sucks. I'm sorry.
I know.
Anyways, that part was cool, and that's fine. And brewing it's fine. It's a little slow, but whatever. The part that is annoying to me, though, is that like the health potions, they only heal like 35% of your stamina. And that would be fine. I can't word right, okay? I'm sorry. That would be fine. If you could brew, like, if it didn't take that long to brew them, or if you could brew, like, multiples at once. Because when you're in a fight, no, it's only 30, it's like 30 or 35% of your
death. Well, no, but I was thinking, like, is it like 2 hours for a health potion?
Yes, but what my point, though, is that when you go in to fight something in a tower, some of those things hit hard, and they deal a lot of damage.
I start dealing with that.
And you're just, like, throwing potions at it. Oh, I'm out. Well, I'm gonna die. I can't brew more. I can't buy more. You might be able to buy some.
Yeah, you can.
It just seems like...
I ran out of energy. That one sucked.
It just seems like a big... Like, so far, it seems like a big cash grab. Like, Pokemon Go has that essence to it, but you can still obtain everything fairly easily.
Oh, and also the rental pot?
Yeah.
It's per potion.
What?
When you rent the golden pot?
Yeah.
It's per potion rent. Oh, no, it's per time period.
So you rent it with like in-game money.
Yeah,
which you can purchase.
Well, the gold, you can either purchase the gold or you win the gold by doing stuff.
Weird.
Yeah. And
I have only released Hagrid. That's as far as I got.
The intro one.
Yeah.
I just like the game is fun, and I think there's a lot of promise to it. And
2 hours.
It might get
for
like,
help.
I'm hoping they rebalance it a little bit. Just because, like, making those potions takes an unbearably long time if they want you to fight a lot.
Maybe they want it to be realistic, like in the book.
Well, there's that. There's also, you don't have to go ridiculous high levels, because with the runestones you get, if you throw a level 1 runestone at it, and you have whether you're playing with your friends or you're playing by yourself against the wizarding challenges, that means it's not super complicated.
Yeah.
And everyone's got tons of level 1 runestones.
Mm-hmm.
They just roll right in. The higher ones, they start being a little bit more complex to get, and they definitely raise the level.
I
need to play it more to know exactly what you're talking about, because Hagrid is free. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I like how fast, like, leveling up is, as far as in Harry Potter. Wizards
Pokemon
Unite.
Go is that way too.
I think initially it is,
and like
I'm pretty sure they use the same leveling mechanics. But
as you're kind of going through the game, there's actually a lot of different options you can kind of set up.
Yeah.
And you're currently not stuck to like one option for the most part. So like, for instance, like if you wanted to go through one of the professor tracks and actually kind of set up and level up on one of those trees.
Or one of the other professions. So there's the Auror.
Yeah.
The Mage Zoologist. Or Magi Zoologist.
That's what you are, right, Andy?
And Professor.
That's what I picked, yeah.
And then there's Professor. Professor is very healing, helpful, stuff like that. The Zoologist is also supportive. Yes, that mic is live for noise, but not for recording. I promise. So I can go like that all you want.
You're going to make it pop. Unplug it so you can move it?
Go ahead.
Because I'm going to keep touching it.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Does that make you feel better?
No, because now that's there.
And then the Auror is very balanced. You know, they're not... They do support, but they are... If you want to play this game by yourself, it sounds like it's the one that you would want to choose more.
If you're a solo player.
Doesn't it have more of a kind of a critical hit?
Yeah.
For the...
And there's stuff like that.
And then... I kind of feel overall that the professor itself would be the most balanced.
Professor gives extra damage against curiosities and takes extra damage from dark forces. The zoologist deals extra damage against beasts and takes extra damage from curiosities. Well, the Auror deals extra damage against dark forces and takes extra from beasts. So I guess there is a kind of a balance on which one it is. But the Auror is, like I said, it is to deal damage. The Professor is to help heal your teammates, and the zoologist was another support. There was a lot of support between the zoologist and the professor.
So, Sarah, if you haven't actually set up any profession, definitely set one up, and right now you can switch off on any one of them.
Yeah, I still don't think you have access to those till level 5. Like, that's what it said in the intro sequence, at least.
Actually, you might be right.
Yeah.
To pick someone, what your profession is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone was telling, I don't remember who it was, it might have been Ted, but he was telling me that he had access to it immediately.
I thought I did. I was looking at it a little bit ago. Let me check.
Maybe there's a bug. Or maybe they changed it, like, within a couple hours.
Or cool people just get it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, yeah, also even the potions don't unlock till, I think, level 3. Your registry? No, not registry. Yeah, let's see.
I can't get them till level 6, the profession.
Your titles don't unlock until later. You can't choose your school until, I think, level 2 or 3.
Wait, what?
No, I got.
I was like able to choose my school.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe
I have
it's
mine.
Okay,
maybe the school doesn't do anything for you.
Maybe your title doesn't unlock.
I'm also Gryffindor.
You are? Yeah.
What are you?
Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff for the win.
Are you Hufflepuff?
Hufflepuff all
did
the way.
Did you actually do the quiz, or did you just pick that?
Okay, so I am Hufflepuff. Just everything about it says I'm Hufflepuff.
Well, you should do the quiz.
I went to the quiz for the third time and realized why for the third time. I don't care.
You don't care what your house is?
This is why. I go to the...
He doesn't want to create an account.
So you have to... Yeah, you have to create an account. I do not see me using this for anything else besides this.
So find a quiz online that it doesn't require... Because they're all over the place. They're standard questions.
I'm Hufflepuff. I just know this. Tell me I'm not Hufflepuff.
I don't know. I didn't think I was going to be a Hufflepuff.
I'm Hufflepuff through and through. Everything about me says Hufflepuff.
Wait, am I Hufflepuff?
Like, what do you mean, though? Like, tell me what makes you a Hufflepuff.
I'm happy. I'm easygoing. I get along with friends. I like the color yellow.
Does that matter?
It's their color.
Yeah, but does that...
It's usually thing. Always the fun
I
joke.
I think you are Hufflepuff because it's patience, dedication... Inclusive of everybody. Yeah, you're Hufflepuff.
See? Yeah.
I don't know if I'm a Hufflepuff then.
You're Slytherin!
No, I didn't get that. I know that. Maybe I'm Ravenclaw.
So for your character, you can set up some of these different items through the ministry ID, though. So you can choose your house, and you can also adjust what house you're in. So that's actually not locked down either.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, I didn't realize that.
So if you selected one and you want to switch off to a different one, you can actually change on that. A lot of things in the ministry ID is actually adjustable.
Mm-hmm. Now, even if you change your class, right?
Your profession.
Profession, yeah. Like, even if you change your profession,
I can't log in.
That does not change. That does not redistribute your points that you put into it. So you can actually put lots of education points into multiple professions, and you can start changing depending on the battles you're going to do. Nice. Are you on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
You're on the Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's okay. That's something else. I have to give for people who haven't played or didn't play very long and were very annoyed with the game, because when Pokemon first came out, there was lots and lots of issues. A lot of people bouncing the servers. They weren't ready when they moved to Pokemon Go from Ingress. They kind of expected some of the things. So I'm going to give a few recommendations to make your game better. So Sarah, I know you haven't gotten very far. Are you on the Wi-Fi?
Yes, I'm on the Wi-Fi.
Okay. So when under settings, to get to settings, click on your image on the app. So if you load up the screen, you click on your image in the bottom left.
Okay, hold on, I closed it.
I think your Wi-Fi is not working.
I'm on it. It likes me.
Click on my level?
Click on your level.
Okay.
Now in the... Where'd it go? I thought there was settings. No, I screwed this up somehow. I did screw this up.
It is under settings.
It's not under your picture. Go to,
maybe
bottom
the
center.
Servers are down.
The like suitcase.
The suitcase?
Yes,
okay.
The suitcase.
Okay.
So you're in your suitcase. Now on the top left, you see the gears.
Yes.
Click on those.
Okay.
Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
You see advanced? All right.
Wait. Advanced?
Scroll all the way to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you see enable opening sequence.
Okay, turn it off.
Turn it off.
Okay.
Battery saver. Turn it on.
Okay.
The fragment count is your thing. Okay. The map camera idle. Do you mind your map just like moving, shifting around on you as you walk around, or do you want to be very stationary?
I think stationary.
Turn your map camera idle off.
Okay.
Now, this is the big one. This is going to save your data, and this also makes things load faster. Download all assets.
It is 3.5 gigabytes, though.
So. Yes.
Confirm it.
Yep. It is a chunk of phone space, depending on how much storage people have.
I don't know. It's so many selfies.
So so I played with people who didn't download it the very first time. It was like just going through settings, kind of playing around with stuff. And especially the map thing. I'm like, with Ingress, it does that too. And I'm like, it has to be off. Started going through it, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. What's this? And 3 gigs? Sure, why not? It was worth it.
Okay.
I did not...
It's downloading.
Yeah.
It's not working.
I think it's your phone.
I mean, you're probably right.
Mine's working.
I'd say it's an Apple.
But I'm also on a different Wi-Fi.
Mine's
than
an Apple.
So is mine.
No, he said it was because yours is an Apple.
Well, I was going to say that, but also I have iPads, so.
Oh.
Not right. Fully that.
I'll turn off my phone and try to turn it back on and see if that works.
I always just take out the battery.
I can't. You can't do that either on your phone.
Oh, man.
No one can do that anymore. No one else.
I was like, maybe no one at this table, but.
They're all inside of the phone.
Well, I haven't played it enough to have an opinion, but it looks cute. And it's actually Daniel Radcliffe talking.
Right. That part was weird to me, too, though.
I loved it. I'm like, it's really Harry. He's talking to me.
Like, you also have this, like, Hermione has a few dialogues. There's no Ron yet. Hagrid's in there.
I loved Rupert Grint.
Who is that one chick?
The narrator girl?
Yeah, the narrator girl.
Just a regular...
She's just a...
Is she just a rando? She's not from the... That is me, sorry.
Is it or is it?
What is it?
No, it's not.
I don't know, I was thinking that it could be me. I'm like, it's just suddenly starting in background noise.
Let's try again.
Turn it off, turn it on.
Anyways.
All right. Yes, so there's like brought in new characters, and it covers multiple time periods of the books type of thing. So even though these characters are older, who you're saving is fragments of these characters, of multiple characters throughout time. It's like you have Snape.
Is that why Ron looks like Snape. A teenager still?
Yes. And that's why you also have the newspaper stand where Snape took over as the professor of Hogwarts.
Oh.
Yeah, there's
how
actually...
Why was I wanting to open out? This?
They were downloading it or doing something.
I already did that.
Trying it
whatever.
Out.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anyone.
Yeah.
You're asking when this came out?
Yeah, I forgot.
This came out like on
Friday.
No.
And you guys are this far?
Thursday.
like June 19th, which was
I thought it was the 21st.
Thursday. The 21st is on Friday. Technically, the actual date of release is the 21st, but they released it a day early.
During lunchtime.
Is that what you're playing, during lunch?
No, I just knew about it. I downloaded like that evening. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I stayed up to download it and play it, and then I forgot about it. I didn't really do that, but I was up whenever it came out.
So one thing that I kind of did find annoying, and I think Bill might have noticed it too, but if you don't happen to go in and kind of like Pokemon Go, you have like certain assignments in there. There's daily assignments instead of like tasks and goals that you have. But if you start walking or start picking things up and you don't actually look into your daily assignment, it doesn't actually count towards it, is what we've noticed.
Yes. Like, mine didn't notify me that I had anything done until noon, and, like, I had already gone on a walk with my phone open and all that. Nope, didn't count anything. Especially where you only need,
do you have
like,
to walk with it open?
You have to, okay, unlike Pokemon, they haven't turned it into Vex, which makes sense that they're wanting you to play this game over Pokemon right now.
Okay.
So, Pokemon will gather your steps being closed. This game will not. Actually, neither does Ingress either, which is kind of interesting.
That.
I admit. But Pokemon, you can open up, catch a Pokemon, spin something, and walk away from the game. And you're still collecting, you're still hatching eggs, you're still doing all the other stuff.
Getting your candy from your buddy.
Yeah. So, you don't need to have it open and do, it's not such a, unless you're trying to go for the challenges or do other stuff. Ingress is a totally different concept of a game. And then, but, so the idea about this game, I see why they did this. I played, what was that? Magus? I played Magus. It's another wizarding game. Played Ghostbusters, Walking Dead, and Jurassic World. Yeah.
Nice.
There's all of these
all
are,
those?
Yeah, all these are location-based games for various differentness and kind of the same concepts, but
I downloaded Magus, got into the tutorial, didn't want to play it, deleted it.
Yeah.
So, but what's the intent of making it so that you have to have the app open? Like, why?
Oh, because they want you to play the game.
They want you to play the game.
So,
yeah.
You know, Pokemon will still let you do, you know, collect candy and get your steps and everything by being, you know, just closed on your phone, but then still installed. This is the one, this is new, this is everything else.
So
they
want
you
to get hooked to it first and then eventually, like, do what Pokemon did and let you do that? Maybe?
That they might open it up. I could see in like a year or so after they've worked out a lot of bugs. And
when Pokemon first came out, they had a app for the Apple Watch. They're discontinuing it now, but...
And they also had a little add-on.
Yeah.
A little spinner.
That one didn't do steps, though.
Okay.
Like, the watch used a work... Like, it started a workout.
Yeah.
And then it just captured the steps that you did. Okay. But you could also spin stops, and I think you just spin stops, but... They have since gotten rid of that, though, because of adventure mode.
Yeah.
Because it's passive, whereas on the watch, you actually had to go into it, start the workout, and then it'd work. But it was better than, like, it didn't take as much battery power as this did, as having it open on your phone. So that was nice. But with I much prefer adventure mode anyways.
Yeah.
Though it would have been cool to start having my workout show up as Pokemon Go walk. Instead of just normal walks.
Oh, well. What's the other? So this game also is number one download in the app stores.
Nice.
It did not make as much as Pokemon Go did initially. And there's another Harry Potter wizarding game out there that is more of this, do these events and you get energy over time. That's something else I really like, is that you have to go out and spin to get your energy. It's not a time base, so which means you're willing to pay, or you're willing to play longer. Mm. It's kind of like, you can play Pokemon as long as you have Pokeballs. Doesn't matter anything else. Ingress, as long as you have the XM energy that you're wandering around and collecting, you can keep on playing. So there's not this time, okay, I'm going to run to a time wall, and I'm just closing the app and walking away. I kind of feel like that with Jurassic World has that. They have a time limit. You can only do so many things for X amount of time before you burn through your energy, and then, all right, close the app and walk away from it for whatever. Or pay to get the extra. I forget where I was going with this now.
But that's the intent, though, to make people pay for more time.
But you don't want them to pay too much. Oh, yeah, that's the other stuff. So that the other thing that was weird is the other Harry Potter game, which was more of the time, and it wasn't a location-based, had doubled up on their downloads. People must have been, what everyone thinks is people were looking for, Wizards Unite. And they downloaded the other game by accident. And they made, and even its purchases were...
Went up?
Yeah, were seven times the amount of Wizards Unite. And there, people are all, maybe people were like, oh, maybe this is the location-based game. I have to get out of the intro section of all this stuff. And I stopped playing that one because there was a moment where I had full energy, and I think it was like broom flying or something like that. And I ran into it, and I'm like, all right, so do your energy, do your activity, and you're out of energy. You have like 4 hours to complete this, so either wait to get energy or pay to get energy. And I'd like... getting ready to go to bed or getting ready to go to work or something, I'm like, I'm not going to come back in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Within. So I did it. I tried to get through this thing a couple times. They even gave me, like, extra energy a couple times. Still was, like, a couple energy short. And I'm like, yeah, I'm officially out. I'm not paying for this game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm, like, maybe 20 minutes into it, and I'm already hitting a time wall. I'm out.
That's not good.
It was a hard pass.
Hard pass on that one.
But... And I can see people paying to get past that, thinking, oh, well, if I get past this, it'll open up. So there may be some really mad people out there right now, too.
Because they think it's that one.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I forget what that one's called, but it was another one. Our little, you know, music. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so that's the other thing else about turning off the intro. Reminds me. Makes it load faster.
But the intro has like a little flying thing. It's cool.
An owl?
Yeah. The owl flying
a little flying thing. Oh, I thought you said the little flying thing.
No, like it's the owl's just cruising through the clouds, and then it just like you go over a cloud, and then you just zoom in on where your player is. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
It does take like 10 seconds. Whenever you change your house, it changes the
color of your wizard.
Is it that way? Or is it from your wand?
No, it's because remember, we're yellow. You start off purple. And then you choose your house.
I'm red, because I'm Gryffindor.
Yeah.
But it's not like Pokemon Go where you can like make your person look like you.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet. You can change the portrait, but...
Which nobody else sees. That's the other thing that's kind of interesting.
Well, they can see it if you click on it. They're supposed to be able to, at least.
I thought that was hidden.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be right now because it might be broken.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure you're supposed to be able to see the portrait.
I do kind of like the speed on the wizarding challenges, kind of like Pokemon with the what's it called?
Gym battles, raids.
Raids, with the raids. Because raids take like 3 minutes to start.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets in and everyone's sitting there and just waiting. Or you're waiting for somebody to hopefully join.
Is it 3 minutes?
Join.
I thought it was two.
Maybe it's two. Either way, it's way too long.
That's a long time.
And you can't like, oh, the gym, you know, this, because you still max out how many people can join your little thing. So it means you're full and you still have to wait. There's none of this, just go. There's none of this,
it's not like the Halo on Xbox where you can tap X to speed it up to 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That sucks. So that sucks. So Anna's run into level one being 8 seconds.
Or like six.
Or six. I haven't seen anything less than 20. There could be, so there's some hiccups happening. It seems, for the beta being over, it seems like the beta's still going at times. But they, but what I like this 20 second. It almost seems a smidgen too short, but also it makes it where you need to like, okay, we're going to do this wizarding challenge. Everybody ready? Okay, everyone join.
Yeah.
And you walk in, you pick your rune stone. That depends on how difficult. So you have the level you're joining. And also if you join the tower at one level and a group joins at a different level, you're not going to be in the same group.
Yeah.
You join, everyone joins at the same level. And everyone gets to choose whatever their rune stones are, and that makes the difficulty. The more people, and the higher the rune stones, the more difficult it is. With the mix of the level of the tower you're going in. Yeah.
I just got finished downloading.
Yay!
There's another new thing I just kind of looked at with this Harry Potter game. If you go into your ministry ID with the information, it's a little bit like the way that Pokemon Go is, where you have some of your items that you've actually collected and everything. It's actually at the bottom of the screen. You can see, like,
still thinks I've only walked 3 kilometers.
How many foundables you've returned, the distance walked, it has ants and greenhouses visits visited there, and then there's also the wizarding challenge is one, how many you had. So it looks like it tracks all of those numbers. And then above that, they also have badges that you can select and display as well. So I'm just kind of playing around with it some more and seeing what there is. But
you get 5 wizarding achievements for the badges. You get 3 titles you get to show at once.
Ooh.
And there's also, when you look at the achievements page, achievements, there is different levels, like, oh, catch 10 foundables.
It's like the Pokemon Go achievements.
Yeah, so you catch 10 foundables, you catch 50 foundables, you catch 100 foundables, and there's bronze, silver, gold. And you also, by doing those, you also get the achievements and the titles as well.
So I know with the port keys, it's a little bit the way that, like,
you're... I haven't even done that yet.
So, in a way, I haven't actually opened any of my port keys yet, but I do have them set up because you have either the gold key or silver key, but you can actually set it up. And it's a little bit kind of like the incubators in Pokemon Go. So you have to walk a certain amount to actually open it up.
Yeah. Okay, so the way they explain it in game is that, like, you insert the key and then it just, like, kind of grabs onto it, and you got to walk around because walking around jiggles it or whatever, and it makes it unlock over time.
So the gold key is multiple use. The silver keys are one time use. Never bought paid for keys. I have tons of keys with the silvers. I don't use the keys for anything less than a 5K though.
I was using it on 2. I didn't think about it.
Yeah, then that can happen. It's just like using your special incubators for 2Ks. And you're like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, whatever.
Well, no, sometimes I did. Because I wanted to get rid of them.
And there's that, too. You're just like, ah. There's a lot. Okay, so when you hatch, or when you open the port key, a boot appears, or you click on it. You click on the boot, it appears, you click on it, and a portal opens. So you can walk through the portal, or you can just like hold your phone up at the portal and it'll bring you in. What you do is there's all these little shiny things around this room. You literally just like pick your phone up and look around and everything. And you need to click on 5 of them. To let you know, there are more than 5 in this room. So depending on what you click on, depends on what you get. You can have foundables, you got ingredients, you can get experience, you can get gold, you can get keys. And if you click on the boot for after the port key is done and there's no boot on the screen, restart the game. I've had that happen a couple times. It slightly sucks, but then you can also start clearing them out. And that's with Pokemon, where you hatch your egg, it instantly is frees up space for more eggs. As soon as you're done with your port key, you have to go to the port key. You have to do the event. Otherwise, it keeps holding the spot, and you can't pick up any more port keys. Or there actually doesn't even show you any more port keys.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I crashed out, too. Makes you feel better.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're having login issues or something. I was able to get in, but...
Or there's an update that we were supposed to do that we haven't done yet.
And they didn't tell me about it.
It happened.
So, I don't know. All right. I'm mighty curious. I'm going to... Are we done with this? Are we good?
Do you have more questions? From you. You haven't played a lot. Do you have any questions?
No. I'm going to play it this weekend, I think.
All right. Anna, is there anything else that you...
She's over here playing making potions.
I'm actually... doing the master notes is what they call it with the potion to speed up that time, the 15% of that time.
So it's supposed to remember what you swiped. It doesn't always.
It didn't before, but I just went back in and clicking on this, it actually does happen to save it.
It does some of the time. I have ones that it works. I have ones that it doesn't. And it really sucks when you have six of them you have to do. You're like, I did this one. What was this? Circle, clockwise, counterclockwise, pinch, tap, throw my phone against the wall, jump up and down three times.
And you have to
unlocked it.
You have to have the phone with you to make it do anything.
Yeah, so don't throw it.
The motion is one of them, though.
Well, you can by throwing your phone at the wall and then jumping up and down on your phone.
It's motion, for sure.
Then your phone's on. All right.
Is turning off your phone, like, ruining your phone one of the motions? Like, is that how you unlock the ultimate spell?
Well, there is a mystery one that
maybe
they haven't said.
That's a secret ingredient.
Oh, also, when you shake your phone, so I have one that the shaking was the very first one you're supposed to do. Don't just, like, shake your phone because it'll recognize it. It'll think you're trying to knock out the first one and second one.
So you don't want to shake and bake? You just want
to
shake?
Yeah, so you kind of, like, you have a little jostle to your phone, and it recognizes that, like, oh, yeah, you have the first one. Because if you shake too much, it by pushing it at the second one, it resets everything.
Yeah. I haven't had one of those yet.
I do.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, swish?
Swish and flick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to swish, but you don't want to swish and flick because it'll notice the second one.
Swish.
Just swish.
No flick.
Yep. Shake it once, that's okay. Shake it twice, that's not good.
No, isn't it once, twice, and then three times is the bad part? Isn't that how the song goes?
That's how the song goes, but I'm talking about Harry Potter.
Okay.
What are you talking about, Anthony?
I'm talking about a song. It is a song.
It is. So what do you want to talk about? You said there was
something.
I was
mighty curious about what your SD card one is. It just, like, I didn't actually
click it. The SD card has a lead in. That's why. Because I was trying to look into stuff. There's a new Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm.
Going.
I know, it is separate. It was a lead-in because I had questions where I was trying to hunt down things, and I was prepping to answer questions and stuff. So this new Raspberry Pi...
I really wish they used DisplayPort.
Instead of
micro-HDMI. No one has a micro-HDMI cord.
Yeah, but they sell it on their web... all the places.
But if they went with DisplayPort, they wouldn't have to pay the licensing for the HDMI. Like, you have to pay for those ports. Like, to show the HDMI logo on it, you gotta pay for the trademark.
Interesting. Well, it's still super cheap. So
I know, but
$35.
It starts at $35. Mm-hmm. That gets you 1 gig of RAM,
USB 3.
Yeah. So it has a micro SD, and I was looking through all the previous Raspberry Pis. Oh, okay. So actually, with this. So it's $35, $45, and $55 for the costs. That depends on whether you get 1 gig, 2 gigs,
or
4 gigs.
So, you know, they've all had micro SDs except for the first one. That one was the only one that had the full SD card slot.
Okay. Oh, nice.
But just so you know.
It's SD. I was looking through this. I was trying to figure out, because I thought it had SDHC. This is where the other one that I was kind of brought in was, I pulled up the wiki page, I'd hunt it down, which I found out there's new SD. There's SD, there's SD, SDHC, SDXC, and SDUC.
And STD.
Yes. So, a standard SD card.
We're only up to the SDXC
XC
right now.
Yeah.
The other one is just a
UC was announced last year, but it's still working out. And XC can top off at 2 terabytes, but they only have 1 terabyte currently public. Per
the fact that they have a terabyte card is just weird to me.
It's fun.
Because I remember when getting a 128 megabyte card, a normal size card, mind you, was like stupid expensive. Now they got terabyte ones, and they're tiny.
So
wait, which one gets that big?
The
micro?
No, okay, no, no. Okay,
no,
so
they both do.
Micro is the physical size of how big it is.
Okay.
The, like, in your hand, how big it is. The 2 terabyte is the standard.
Well, yeah.
So that one's...
But the micro can have... The micro can have 2 terabytes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, standard size
baby.
Micro.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's the other one. The SDUC can top off at a shabby 128 terabytes.
But they don't exist right now. They're just, that's just a specification.
Yeah, it's going to be probably...
You're also limited to only XFAT for file systems on that one, because I think FAT32 tops off at 2 terabytes
well, that's
for its
why,
partition size.
Which is what a lot of Apple devices use.
Is XFAT?
Yes.
I thought, no, they use HPFS.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense. The next, so is, I guess, is XFAT the away from the NTFS then?
Yeah, XFAT is just usually used for portable stuff.
Yes, we're talking about the formatting.
I concur.
This is what different, you know, Apple uses a style for formatting their hard drives and everything. Windows uses one. Linux is usually more very forgiving in general.
Mm.
It can look at both Mac and Windows.
It can if you have third-party stuff. For a long time, NTFS, you couldn't read from Linux without installing a third-party driver.
Oh.
And I don't think you can read Mac partitions without installing a driver.
I've done it before. Let's go with that.
I know. I'm not saying you can't. You can also read Mac stuff on Windows, too. It's just a lot harder.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Yeah, we'll deal with it later.
Noise.
I don't know why.
It's like...
Yeah, it happened. It'll disappear, don't worry.
It'll go away?
Fix it and...
Yeah, the people on the listening to this will have no idea what we're talking about. Probably.
With any luck.
Anyways.
So, I thought Pis had SDHC and could go up to 32.
I think the originals were like that.
I can't find that anywhere. Like, nobody is saying anything about that. They're just saying standard SD.
Yeah, because most people don't care. Like, most of the time, you're not going to put that big of an SD card in there.
I would like a 32 gig, and I'm pretty sure I have put a 32 gig or a 16. No,
yeah,
you,
and
they
work.
Even when they sell it. Yeah, they're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to work?
No, they're not. And if they do work, they're probably not going to work for very long.
Eh.
I guess that's the nice thing about having a USB 3 port on it, so you have high transfer external hard drive.
I wonder if on these ones, they... Because on the old ones, the Ethernet port and all, like, everything went over the universal serial bus.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ethernet port was basically just a USB device, and that's what slowed it down. I wonder if it's, like, attached into the bus on, like, the physical bus on the CPU, or if it's still through the universal serial bus. Because it's USB 3, it's probably better. Oh, it's probably okay now, but still. Like, before you were limited to, like, even if they put a gigabit port on there, you'd only possibly ever get the 433 megabytes per second instead of the 1,000.
Okay.
So, like, if you just had an Ethernet jack, like an Ethernet plug plugged into it, like an Ethernet cord, that's the words I'm looking for, those, it would work, but if you had, like, USB stuff going on at the same time,
it would
start to slow each other down.
And they probably fix a lot, especially where the two HDMI ports are 4K.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't need, you know, if you don't have a super high-end power or, you know, monitor on it, you can have a little bit smaller, because it's USB-C charged. Yeah, this has USB-C as the charging spot on them.
It's not micro USB?
No, it's not. Weird. So, well, they can push out more power and everything, so which means this device supports it.
That's fair.
So this, they're actually, for the, you know, like the $55 one, they're actually saying, we are challenging PC. You know, have these at your computer, because everyone has two monitors, at home, the podcast, at work.
Yeah.
Some of us have three.
I miss three. I like three.
I have three at work.
And look at you.
You special.
Yep.
I know where to get my extra monitor from.
What?
Now I know where to get my extra monitor from.
I think they'd notice, Bill.
Yeah, probably.
I would notice.
And she'd now look, she's the first person to go to. Like,
Bill?
Maybe you.
So they're saying these will replace desktops, and then desktops can go to servers and become their power. Because desktops can, some desktops.
People have been saying that for like 20 years now.
Well, this is, you know, and we are at, you know, new steps with the new gaming consoles coming out, cloud storage, cloud streaming. And that's, you know, these may be enough. And because I was thinking, like, it doesn't have a great, it's 4K monitors, but, you know, there's no really grand, there's nothing great for, you know, video card.
Can it play Crysis?
Yeah, there's stuff like that. Well, considering how many things are, because, how was it? Both Google and Microsoft were talking about streaming games. And it doesn't matter what you're streaming it on. Especially Google, where they're like,
okay, that's cheating, first of all.
I know. But still, if you can have this teeny tiny little 4K Chromecast playing Call of Duty or whatever.
You get the joke, right?
Hmm.
Can it play Crysis?
No.
I don't get it either.
I was expecting him at least to get it.
No.
Okay, so Crysis is a game that came out, like, just Google Crysis right now. It's a game, I don't remember when it came out, I want to say 2008, 2009, but it was a game that came out on the PC that was, like, it needed the best, like, hardware ever to play it on good settings. And so, like, even if you had, like, the best computer you could get at the time, it would chug on ultra settings still. Like, it was ahead of its time. No, go to, yeah, 2007. Okay, I was a year early, or a year late. The joke is, though, is you put together this PC or whatever, and you do the Crysis test, see if it can play Crysis. Or if it'll melt to the ground if trying to run it. Nice. I'm sad that you don't know this, Bill.
Sorry.
I'm really sad.
I was playing other games. I was a consoler at the time.
Oh, I didn't play this game. Like, I played it. Like, it was fun. But you had to have a good computer to play it.
Ah.
I think they've later released it on consoles, but still.
There's a board game spinoff.
Of course. Why not?
The Crysis, yeah. There's one for a lot of video games.
Fallout.
Yeah, there's a Fallout one. There's a...
I think there's a Skyrim one coming out.
Yeah, there's
Skyrim. Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
There you go, yeah.
Bringing it back. Four weeks ago, or whenever that was.
All that time. Or is it the future?
Like I don't Dragon know. Boy. Oh. Remember? Huh? I don't remember. Nothing.
Dragon Mem- Boy?
You remember?
I remember.
Pepperidge Farm. Remembers.
Oh, I was going for another thing.
Oh. What were you going for?
I think the last episode, last season of South Park, there were these member berries.
Yeah.
And they were just like, I remember.
Member berries?
Yeah, member berries. You remember? Yeah,
remember? You remember? I members. You remember when? Oh, yeah, I remember.
Because Star Wars had just came out, and they were making fun of that. Going,
oh, was that what they were doing?
The nostalgia. Everyone was like, remember when things were cool?
I actually do remember that episode.
You remember when?
Well, it was like for an entire season. Like, they were there a lot, and there was, like, this one scene where they were in this tiny little car, and they were just, like, cruising along, listening to music, and then they hear a thump. And so they stop the car. They get out, open the trunk, take out the other member berry they had wrapped up in there, tell them to be quiet, and go on their way.
I've never really watched South Park.
It's weird.
I've only watched the one where there's like a giant poop.
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo?
No, a guy like poops big, and it's like a baby.
Oh, it was like five metrics or five whatever, yeah.
Oh, is that not the same episode where they reverse the digestive cycle? Because that was an episode too. They eat backwards.
No.
Ew. That's not I didn't it. See that episode. That's
that
disgusting.
That exists
This is
too.
Exactly why I don't watch that show.
My favorite one, though, is the World of Warcraft one, I think.
That was pretty good.
Oh, wait, no, I've seen the Mormons one.
Which one's the Mormons one? There's a lot of them.
Oh, is there?
The main one, I think.
Oh, that was probably funny.
When the Mormons moved in down the street.
No, this one's like, everyone's like in hell, and they're like, what religion was true? And the guy has like a notepad, and he's like, Mormons? It was the Mormons?
I see. Good. Yeah.
It's awesome.
I wanted to say something else. I can't remember what it was.
You always come back to it.
Yeah, tomorrow when I remember it.
Well, maybe next episode.
I'm not going to remember it in however long it is.
Put it in the show notes. As soon as you remember, you put it in the show notes.
Put
and you remember later.
When you remember,
I can't remember. I won't remember that.
Well, I remembered this.
But like, member berries?
Yeah, member berries.
Is it like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up. Member berries.
Like, am I just a pervert?
I don't know what you're going for, so probably maybe.
Okay.
They're just like grapes. They grow on a vine. And they talk.
Well, there's the Wikipedia. I guess it's one word. Member. Like, it's the idea.
Member berries.
Yeah, member berries.
Member. Like, remember.
Yeah, remember?
We'll just let you be.
I am curious what you're going up with, but I'll ask you later.
Like a member and the berries that go with the member.
No, there's a group of member berries.
Okay. I'm just...
Now you see why we were slurring it, because it's literally spelled...
Member berries.
Yes.
I remember.
So.
It's time to stand.
Oh.
What does that mean?
It's Fitbit. Fitbit telling you to stand. I don't know. No, I guess you have the Apple Watch.
It's telling me to stand.
So I have some great
news. I thought you meant it was like a new segment on the podcast. Everyone stand.
Everyone must stand. We will have standing.
Standing time corner.
Yeah, there you go.
How many corners we got on this now?
I don't know. I lost count. You keep bringing them in. Well, I'm just like, whatever. They can come.
Tea time corner?
Yeah.
I don't have any teas to talk about this time.
What do you mean?
I did discover green tea. It's pretty good.
It's so good for you.
This is a green tea with mango in it.
And honey.
And ginseng and honey.
And cane sugar.
It's gluten free.
I hope so.
It's literally says gluten free.
I was thinking, like, what would actually be in it that could even possibly...
It does, however, contain 0% juice.
Well, tea usually does not contain juice.
But it's flavored with mango.
Why would dehydrated fruit be juice?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, very important.
I don't know what.
A bunch of the stars have been announced for the Hollywood Walk of Fame for next year.
Okay.
And Batman's getting one.
Which one?
Batman.
Just Batman?
Batman.
Just Batman. Yeah,
Adam West already has one. I have a picture of that one, too. But Batman.
Is it going to be Edward's Batman?
No, it's Batman. It's not a Batman.
It's Batman.
So it's going to be Edward's Batman?
Batman. It's not...
Why are you...
It's not a particular Batman.
Do they do that often for...
No, he's the super superhero.
Nice.
Okay.
They have one for like Bugs Bunny or like.
I think they did. That's what I was
characters.
Asking.
Yeah, they have other imaginary
like fictional characters.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Don't they have to pay for their own star?
He's a billionaire. I don't
fiction.
Know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like, I think that they have to pay for their own star. So like, how does
probably
Batman
probably W or DC Comics? I bet.
Makes sense.
DC Comics. Yes. Is Iron Man gonna get one?
No, because he's not Batman.
I think he's
better.
I'm going to throw this mic at you.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, I said I was going to say richer. I am not going to say the better word because he will hit.
There's a lot of Batman stuff in this room.
There's a lot of what?
Batman stuff in this room.
There's also a lot of Marvel stuff in here, too.
Not as much.
Yeah,
you
have
a lot
far
in
more
here?
Batman.
There's also the bathroom stuff that's Batman.
When does Joker come out?
Later.
That's rated R, isn't it?
Yeah.
So?
What?
It's just a question.
Okay.
That was a statement.
I ask questions in the form of a statement. Remember?
I remember.
It comes out later.
October
4th.
Oh.
You what?
I'm excited. I love Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. So fun.
We should probably wrap up. We're going long.
Half of this was about Harry Potter Go, though.
That was you, Anthony.
I know. I had a big rant.
All right. Famous last words.
Harry Potter Go is okay. Nah, it's pretty fun. I remember when it was better.
You remember?
I remember.
Wait, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's mine. That's all I have.
Okay, Bill, what are you going to say?
Dumbledore!
Ron Weasley.